World Youth Day events officially got underway in Sydney, Australia today with the celebration of an opening mass presided over by Cardinal George Pell. Emma McCarthy reports.
Pilgrims of the world, welcome to the opening mass of World Youth Day 2008 at Barangaroo, Sydney, Australia.
Hundreds of thousands of young pilgrims flooded Barangaroo, an open wharf east of Darling Harbour in Sydney Tuesday evening, carrying their national flags and wearing T-shirts emblazoned with the World Youth Day logo and the names of their local diocese. The mass marked the end of their four-year journey to Sydney, the beginning of 5 days of events, prayer and encounter which make up the World Youth Day experience.
Oh, it's great to see such a wonderful day where all the nations of the world are gathered. Absolutely fantastic, and we from Ireland are very proud to be part of it.
Sì, questa bellissima esperienza e nel segno nell'incontro anche con Cristo.
It's brilliant. It's really good.
Sydneysiders were also treated to a live broadcast of the Mass on giant screens, beamed across the city at various venues, including the Domain, Sydney Opera House and Darling Harbour. These images, projected in the heart of the city at the end of the working day, underlined the central message of today's opening Mass, an outstretched hand to secular society. To come, take a look and listen.
Young or old, woman or man.
In fact, Cardinal Pell began his homily by welcoming everyone everywhere who is lost, distressed, exhausted or without hope to hear Christ welcoming them home.
Christ is still calling those who are suffering to come to him for healing, as he has for 2,000 years. The causes of the wounds are secondary, whether they be drugs or alcohol, family breakups, the lusts of the flesh, loneliness or a death, perhaps even the emptiness of success.
Cardinal Pell pushed home the message that Christ's call reaches out beyond boundaries and above all to those lost sheep without a shepherd.
Christ's call is to all who are suffering, not just to Catholics or other Christians, but especially to those without religion.
Comparing the drought of hope and faith in today's overtired society to the devastating drought racking large parts of Australia, Cardinal Pell said we can never be without hope while we can still choose.
Secular wisdom claims that leopards don't change their spots, but we Christians believe in the power of the Spirit to convert and change persons away from evil to good, from fear and uncertainty to faith and hope.
As the World Youth Day cross and icon wound their way through the tens of thousands of young boys and girls gathered at Barangaroo, the final stage of a four-year-long journey across continents and oceans, Cardinal Pell appealed to those gathered before him or listening from their homes not to spend their lives sitting on the fence or keeping their options open, because, he said, happiness comes from meeting our obligations.
Where do you stand? Are you ready to move? To be a disciple of Jesus requires discipline, especially self-discipline. The practice of self-control won't make you perfect. It hasn't with me. But self-control is necessary to develop and protect the love in our hearts. Let us never part from our loving God. Never part from our loving God and his Son, Jesus Christ.
Cardinal Pell then gave a gentle reminder to the young ones as they get caught up in the frenzy of the next 5 days not to forget to listen and pray. Because, he said, the Lord's prophecy to his apostles that they would be his witnesses to the ends of the earth can only be fulfilled if these young men and women carry the message of hope home to the real world of their parishes, study and jobs, beyond World Youth Day, Sydney, 2008.
Pilgrims of the world, that concludes the opening mass of World Youth Day 2008 at Barangaroo, Sydney, Australia.